This is NPR.
You're listening to WHYY at 11:04. Good morning. I'm Mary Cummings Jordan with WHYY News. A 14-year-old boy has been charged with allegedly starting a wildfire in Evesham Township, New Jersey, the day before Halloween. As our news partner 6ABC reports, the blaze burned 52 acres of land. Authorities say the youth intentionally set the fire, but they have not revealed how he did it. Donald Trump won the November 5th presidential election with the help of many blue-collar Americans. Today on Morning Edition, Penn State Labor and Employment Relations Professor Paul Clark weighed in. He says these folks feel like they've been left behind and that globalization benefits others. Trump also touched on social and cultural issues, which Clark believes resonated.
DEI and racial issues, the number of immigrants coming into many working class communities, transgenderism, guns, abortion. Trump has really become a part of working class culture in this country.
According to exit polls, Trump won 13% of the black vote, 46% of the Latino vote, 43% of voters under the age of 30, and 56% of voters without a college degree. Xfinity Live is expanding its footprint at the South Philadelphia Sports Complex with $15 million in upgrades both inside and outside the sports fan oasis. WHYY's Corey Sharper has more.
Cordish Companies and Comcast Spectacor unveiled concepts showcasing additions to its plaza, including turning it into a two-story building featuring a rooftop bar. The PBR Cowboy Bar will also be expanded with an outdoor backyard area featuring a stage. Public art installations will be added throughout the space. The renovations are expected to be completed in early 2026, and Xfinity Live will remain open during construction. Earlier this year, Comcast Spectacor unveiled a $2.5 billion master plan for the South Philadelphia Sports Complex, coinciding with the 76ers' proposal to construct an arena in Center City. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
In sports, Flyers take on the Senators in Ottawa at 7, and it's Eagles Commanders at home tonight at 8:15. At 11:06, you're listening to